In this third in the series of nine short ideas, I continue to explore the inspiration of the late Abraham Heschel, who was asked 10 days before he died what he would say to the youth of the world. And he said this: "Remember that there is meaning beyond absurdity. Know that every deed counts, that every word has power. Above all, remember that you must build your life as if it were a work of art." Here in this third part, I look at the challenge of meaning and leadership. Part 3, Meaning and Leadership. The exam results had been published in August. Hope had been a conscious, welcome guest in mid-December. Then one cold Saturday late in January, I found myself standing in a village hall at a local music gig. At the end of the event, a youth leader, who I knew but not at all well, pulled away from the conversation that he was in, looked around the room, and came over to me. "Do you want to come? There's a place available. Someone's just dropped out." "Come where?" I asked. "For what?" I had no idea what he was talking about. And so, by virtue of the fact that I happened to be standing in the right place at the right time, I found myself being invited to join a selected group of 12 young people to go away for a weekend retreat to be immersed in the topic of leadership. As we headed north on our three-hour drive on the damp Friday night, I had no idea what a leadership weekend would be about. But I was excited because I was hungry to learn and I had an intuitive sense that leadership was going to be important. And it was. Life-definingly so. The weekend was life-changing for me as a 19-year-old. Saturday morning began with watching a film called Step Over the Edge, which was all about a group of youth learning what it meant to lead their lives. The remaining sessions were case studies of famous leaders, often from the Bible, and what we can learn from them. I was inspired from the start. Leaders made things happen. Leaders changed the world. Leaders had a real sense of purpose and direction. In between sessions, we talked a lot, walked a lot, and processed all that we were learning. The final session on Sunday afternoon was truly significant, as we dug deep into the true heart and character of great leadership. If it is possible to have a conversion experience to leadership, then that weekend was it for me, and set the agenda for the next 40 plus years of my life. It was the pure accessibility of leadership that captured my imagination. Everyone can be a leader of at least their own life and relationships. My only understanding of the word up to that point was that leaders were people in positions of power, whether that was government power or my local school. It had a ring of the elite about it, something rare and scarce. It was some years later that I was able to put a credible definition to what I'd witnessed. I was doing some work in the local university library and came across Howard Gardner's book, Leading Minds. And of the 400 plus definitions of leadership out there, I was inspired by his. Leadership is the ability to create a story that affects the thoughts, feelings, and actions of others. There it was. The idea of leadership about writing a story captured it all. Everyone understands the idea of story, young or old, rich or poor. People think of leaders as being people with authority. But that very word is rooted in the word author. We can all be authors of our own life story to a large extent. Poverty occurs when people have that choice taken away from them. To follow the authorship metaphor, they no longer have the pen. A poverty mindset is where we develop mindsets that propel us to give away the pen from our own hand. I can't do this. I'm no good at that. Nothing ever works out for me. This realization was transformational. Leadership is for everyone, not just the few. That my life is a real story being written every day, and I need to get hold of the pen, or someone else will do it for me. They will take the authorship of my life, that I can create a meaningful, impactful story with my life, was the conviction, the conversion experience for me. Not only did it explain the leadership actions I had taken as far back as the age of 10 years old, but it gave me a basis for being able to pick up the pieces of my sense of self and, like an artist, start creating something new. I have the pen, as a metaphor for leadership, undergirded the next 40 years of my life, resulting in the last 15 years spent in some of the world's most vulnerable communities to show young people that every one of them is a leader of their own life. I remember one day turning up to a vineyard in South Africa's Western Cape to visit the cafe for lunch. The vineyard, one of South Africa's finest, was part of a community that we had delivered training to a few months earlier. We had spent 3 days training farmers and pickers, developing the idea that each of them could be the author of their own life story. As we got out of the car, some voices could be heard shouting. We turned to scan the area to see who was calling who, when we realized that there were 2 young men in the distance calling to us. We walked across to them, and as we got closer, we recognized that these young men in their working overalls had both been in the training. They were gardeners on the estate. And as we approached, all full of joy and smiles at recognizing each other, even before getting close enough to shake their hands, we noticed that they were both holding up an imaginary something in their fingertips. "We still have our pen," they were proudly proclaiming. They had both discovered the same conversion to life leadership that I had discovered at 19.